Zen and the Deconstruction of One Styrofoam Cup. How to Torture a Roomful of Balanced and Unbalanced Executives. Carefully, slowly, meticulously disassemble one Styrofoam cup. They can't arrest you for disassembling one Styrofoam cup, but you can exact revenge on just about anybody you wish to annoy through the simple act of using the weapon at hand. Way back then, I worked in a mythic kingdom named Executive Land. It was in Executive Land that I learned the finest forms of guerrilla warfare, a type of warfare that can bring strong grown-ups to their knees. I learned this fine skill from another executive, Hamp Swan. Now, Hamp Swan was a true scientist, an engineer who really knew things, as opposed to executives like me, who knew very little but pretended to know a whole lot. Hamp and I used to have to attend these regular management meetings called the AEC, the Administrative Executive Committee at Executive Land. These were really boring meetings because they consisted of a group of leaders telling each other how carefully they planned and executed things that always succeeded, whether or not they really succeeded, and whether or not they actually spent any time planning them. Kind of like cabinet meetings. Anyhow, most of us who had very little power would find ways to survive these meetings. We'd look alert, but would be largely brain inert, since we did not really care what went on. We were the realists. We knew that no matter how many meetings were held, the chief executive officers of Executive Land never varied from their actions. They would tell us we were conducting participatory administrative activities, but invariably, they'd wind up doing exactly what they intended to do before receiving our input. They'd do this because they could. Anyhow, we juniors would play little games with one another to keep from falling asleep or bursting into tears or jumping across the large meeting table to strangle somebody. This was our therapy. Hamp Swan did not play these games because he was a truly independent thinker and did not need our ideas to figure out what the right thing to do was. One day, Hamp, looking intensely interested in the goings-on of the meeting, began dismantling a styrofoam coffee cup. There are many ways to accomplish this task, but Hamp's method was simple. He started at the rim of the empty cup and slowly separated the foam into one continuous strip, the way you'd peel an apple. This is a very noisy procedure, particularly noisy in a solemn room of solemn senior executives who hope that all the juniors are acting solemn and hanging on to their every word in silent adulation. The styrofoam noise slowly infiltrated the subconscious and unconscious people in the room. At first, the noise wasn't noticed because all the seniors were so self-involved and all the juniors were trying to stay awake. But eventually, the noise started making people uncomfortable. Hamp was dismantling the cup absentmindedly, so he didn't even know it was making a sound. Plus, it was in his lap, so nobody knew where the sound was coming from. Now, people were looking around for the source, each person still not knowing whether anybody else was hearing the same thing. One executive adjusted his hearing, and just in case it was static going on in his hearing aid, another shifted in his chair to see whether it needed oiling. Yet another looked nervously at the ceiling insulation to see if an insect or rodent had been self-invited. Then there were the junior executives like me. I found this event to be the most entertaining one I'd experienced in years, so I started yearning for popcorn, since I can't watch a movie without something buttery and salty and crunchy in my mouth. I won't tell you the ending of the story. You'll just have to ask me. All I know is the great styrofoam cup dismantling caper has stayed in my memory for decades, and nothing but nothing about the intended content of that solemn meeting lingers. I dream of the day when somebody will stage a production of styrofoam cup dismantlings a wonderfully chaotic symphony orchestrating the simultaneous noise produced by hordes of cups, large and small, each tuned to its own cacophony, its own joyfully annoying, disruptive sounds.